AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. Experts say Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will likely be convicted. His lawyer admits it was him, as she put it. But in today's closing arguments, those lawyers will be trying to save his life in this death penalty trial. Our Shelley Adler's got this story.
With one last chance to connect with the jury, lawyers for the Boston Marathon bomber are expected to continue to portray him as an aimless college student who fell under the domineering influence of his older brother. But prosecutors are sure to remind the jury of the brutality of the attack and the people who were maimed or killed.
2 hours now until Columbia University talks about its blistering report on Rolling Stone magazine. Rolling Stone reported a now discredited story about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. Our Larry O'Dell is in Richmond.
Managing editor Will Dana said that the story's problems reflected an individual failure, a procedural failure, and an institutional failure. He said that the magazine has committed itself to a number of changes in its journalistic practices. However, there won't be any changes personnel-wise. Nobody is going to lose their job over this, according to Rolling Stone's publisher.
The Easter egg roll is underway at the White House.
This is the biggest event that we have at the White House all year long, and it is our most fun event.
That's the egg roller-in-chief at last year's event. Authorities have not announced whether they will charge a man who was at an Easter mass in Pennsylvania over the weekend when his gun fired accidentally. Apparently, the safety wasn't on when the gun snagged on the guy's pants as he stood up from kneeling. The bullet grazed him, then went into the floor. The Dow opened down and is up now about 13 points. This is AP Radio News. The president says there's a lot of good in that tentative nuclear deal with Iran. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In an interview with New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, the president said the still incomplete deal is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb and bring stability in the turbulent Mideast. He says strained ties with Israel over the deal have been personally difficult for him and reiterates America would stand by the Jewish state if it came under attack. But Obama says America's unrivaled power allows it to take diplomatic risks by reaching out to regimes it's long shunned. He cites Cuba and Myanmar as other places where he hopes dialogue can bring about positive change. Mark Smith at the White House.
Pope Francis says the world should not look the other way as Christians are killed around the world. He called them our martyrs of today and said there are many of them. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.